Matheson, from council turnover to significant staffing changes, 2024 was a year of rebuilding and progress for the township of Black River Matheson, says its mayor. As the township closes the book on 2024, Mayor Dave Diamond is reflecting on the highs and lows of the year and looking ahead to what 2025 may bring. Diamond highlighted two major challenges faced by the township this year: the dissolving of the previous council by the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing, MMAH, and significant staff turnover. The biggest low would be the fact that we had to have the ministry come in and disband our council, Diamond said. It obviously affected the township in some ways, but we are working to turn the negative into a positive. The township also experienced turnover in senior staff, Diamond said. To address this, three new individuals have been hired. Sonia Larson, previously the township's deputy treasurer, has been hired as its treasurer. Giles Shiger is the new director of public services and has experience from Cochrane and as a counselor in Iroquois Falls, Diamond said. Hong Ji Lei, the new town manager, clerk, is transitioning from the role as executive assistant to the SAO. While Larson has already started the new role, Shiger and Lei will start their positions in January. The by-election held earlier this year, which saw more than 20 candidates run for council, was another notable event, Diamond said. While these kinds of elections are uncommon, there was great community engagement. See, how many people voted in Matheson's by-election? The numbers are in 2024 highlights. Diamond said that the establishment of a new council was a significant step forward this year. We now have a council with diverse perspectives, and we've had constructive discussions and debates in our meetings, he said. The township has also seen increased public participation in committees. A recent call for volunteers resulted in nearly a full roster of members, a notable increase from previous years, Diamond said. Economic development was another area of progress in 2024, Diamond said. The sale of the township office will lead to its redevelopment into a convenience store, fast food restaurant, gas station and hotel. A new commercial store is also under construction and discussions are ongoing with developers interested in building a truck stop and hotel. Nothing signed, sealed, and delivered yet, but I've been on council for almost 3 years now and it's more than I've ever seen happen in this community, Diamond said. What's to come in 2025? Looking ahead, Diamond said the township plans to focus on growth, operational efficiency and improved public access to municipal services. We are going to become an office that is open to the public. We're looking at relocating our office. We haven't found a spot yet, but our goal is to have an office complex that will be open to the public, he said. If someone calls or someone walks in, they need to be served right away. And that's one of our goals. Diamond also noted plans to support infrastructure improvements to accommodate future development. With a new director of public services in place, the township aims to ensure that infrastructure is prepared for growth opportunities. We're going to keep our foot on the gas pedal for growth. There's lots of interest out there, he said. With our director of public services in place, we'll be able to ensure that our infrastructure can hold it. With our town manager, we are going to ensure that any opportunity that comes to us will be presented to us in a good format, with all the pros and cons, and we'll make the decision. Diamond said it's been a challenging year for everyone. Obviously, not only the people that put their names out there to go under public scrutiny, but the residents as well. And we recognize that, he said. I think in 2025 you'll find a different mentality within our communities. We've got to keep with that positive reinforcement and the positive movement forward. Here's a timeline of what's happened in the municipality. March 28, 2023, Ward 4, Caun. Dan DeMarkey resigns. April 2023, a policy on how to fill vacant council positions is adopted. At a special meeting on April 24, Alana Schmidt was appointed as the new Ward 4 councillor. 5 people applied for the position. May 2023, in a 4-3 vote, Council approved a controversial 34.2% budget for 2023. August 2023, Kim Drewer resigns her Ward 6 seat. October 10, Steve Campsall appointed as the new Ward 6 councillor. 5 people applied for the position. October 15, the township locks out 14 public works staff represented by CUPE. Residents appeal to the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing to intervene in the township affairs by sending a petition signed by over 70% of eligible residents to the province. November 2023, the mayor is caught on camera telling locked out staff that they should start looking for other work. January 2024, hours at the township's offices are reduced because of the ongoing labor dispute. January 21, the township ends the lockout and the workers go on strike. January 23, the last public council meeting was held. The 5 meetings since have been cancelled because of lack of quorum. February 2024, the township hires a third-party investigator to look into social media comments and picketers. Keith Neal submits his resignation from his role as the Ward 2 councillor. It was never accepted as all of the public meetings have been cancelled. February 20, council achieves quorum to meet in camera. The items on the agenda are the security of municipal property and potential litigation affecting the municipality about Ontario Health and Safety Act complaints, as well as labor or employee negotiations about the striking workers. March 2024, residents stage a meeting to talk about the ongoing issues in the township. About 150 people attended, including Timiskaming Cochrane NDP MPP John Van Thoff. Plans are also in place to create a ratepayers association. Councillors Diamond, Gadori and Campsall go public with their plans to boycott meetings in an attempt to have the MMAH step in. This move is allowed under the Municipal Act, which says that if a municipal council can't hold a meeting for 60 days because of a lack of quorum, the Minister of Municipal Affairs may declare all of the seats vacant, triggering a by-election. The mayor and Sao Chris Ray speak out against the move. Sao Chris Ray said he is skeptical anything like that would happen because since the Municipal Act was established in 2001, the clause has never been used in the province. April 2024, the MMAH declared Matheson's council seats vacant, forcing a by-election. Kathy Horgan, a provincial bureaucrat, was appointed to make council decisions until new members were elected. May 2024, after nearly 8 months, the striking CUPE workers reached an agreement with Matheson. June 2024, after reaching an agreement with the township, the CUPE members returned to work. Complaints filed by a former councillor and a resident against ex-mayor Doug Bender were the focus of 2 Integrity Commissioner reports, which determined Bender did not bully, harass or intimidate either complainant. July 2024, James Musso, the township's director of infrastructure services, left the organization. August 2024, the results from the by-election were released. Later in the month, the new council was sworn in. September 2024, Matheson held its first meeting with its new council. Ray asked council to write to the MMAH to request a review of the township's financial and administrative practices, policies and procedures. According to the report, the initiative stemmed from ongoing criticism directed at the township by some residents via community Facebook pages. Ray said these criticisms have included accusations of fraud, favoritism and general mismanagement. October 2024, Black River Matheson announced that Ray and Clerk Treasurer Cassandra Child were no longer employed by the township. December 2024, Ray and Child made the decision to sue the township for over $1.8 million, alleging harassment, violations of employment rights and bad faith conduct. They are seeking damages for lost wages, benefits and mental distress.